Team. We're now joined by Ashley Hodge. He covers men's basketball very well. Goes to all the games as well at the Farrell Center and elsewhere from Sikkim365.com. Ashley, he's gone. How much of an impact on a team that has so many high expectations this year?
I think it's a big impact. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But I will say that going into the season, depth was a strength. And so sometimes when situations like this happen, and I don't want to say, I was in Italy for 11 days. I was around Mario Kegler a lot. He's a super guy. I enjoyed being around him. I think his teammates love him. He's very personable. So this kind of breaks my heart to hear this news. But I do, going back to the basketball side of things, you know, it will clear up more playing time for other people. And that was really one of the big concerns going into the season, is that you have nine guys that are Big 12 quality starters, and now you're down to eight guys, and certainly that opens up some minutes for other people.
Ashley, he had really come along last year, especially at the end. He had developed his offensive game, his defensive game, his rebounding, and he was, you know, just from my estimation, it was going to be one of their top three players. Now, like you said, they are deep, but they do lose a lot when they lose Mario Kegler.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the wings going into this season, you had two guys that had experience that were battle-tested, aggressive players, you know, potentially great rebounders, scorers. That's Mark Vidal and Mario Kegler. And now you're taking one of those two away. You know, a guy like Matt Meyer can certainly fill a major void there. He could step up and be a big piece. You know, he probably brings a little bit more offensive upside to the table. But he's not going to give you some of the things that Mario gave you as far as, you know, rebounding and defense. At least this year, I think Matthew can develop into that player as he continues to get experience. But, yeah, it's a big loss. I would certainly not categorize this as a positive by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, so you've discussed who may get more minutes and others obviously will. Is there any incoming player that now will have to step up and give them a little bit more, other than what you – and some of the players who were redshirted last year who had to sit out?
Well, going on the trip to Italy, I certainly thought going into that trip that the backcourt would be the strength of this team. And you have four terrific guards. You've got Devontae Bandu and Jared Butler, who played last year and played really well. And then you had two guys sitting out that were getting a lot of rave reviews during the offseason. That's Davion Mitchell and Maceo Teague. And so I think those guys are going to gobble up a lot of minutes, you know, those four players. And then when you look at the front court, you know, Tristan Clark was injured a good portion of the year last year. He could be one of the premier players in the Big 12, possibly a Big 12 player of the year type candidate. So he's going to get a lot of minutes. And then Mark Vidal, we know what he brings to the table. Incredible effort, you know, one of the best rebounders in the country. He's going to be in the mix. And then you got guys that were waiting on the wings, like Matthew Meyer, Flo Thamba, you know, big man, Freddie Gillespie, certainly. You know, Freddie Gillespie's mm-hmm. experienced. He's a senior and is proven that he can be a reliable front court player. And then the guy that you probably ought to watch for is Jordan Turner. You know, I think they really think the world of Jordan Turner from not only a character standpoint and future potential standpoint, but, you know, that future maybe now with this news, you know. So he could really play a big part in their plans this year. That remains to be seen, but I think Jordan Turner's a guy to watch.
When they have the preseason poll, and there's some, like, you know, you look down the road and there's a lot of the guys that write for college basketball nationally, and there's like sneak peek top 25s. Baylor's obviously getting more love early than perhaps in a long, long time. Are they a top 10 team without him?
I think they are. I think they are because you can only play, you know, five guys at a time. And I think going into the season, the biggest concern was we think we've got nine guys that are Big 12 quality starters, and we're going to really have to emphasize unselfishness and sharing the basketball because, you know, only five guys are going to be on the court at the same time. So now you're looking at eight instead of nine, and, you know, certainly the more depth, the better. But sometimes these things could be a blessing in disguise because – when you have one less mouth to feed, then, you know, that can be that can mean more contentment and happiness for the other players that benefit.
Do you think that they that Mario, it changes any of their style at all, or do you think that they'll be pretty much what they were going to be?
That's a great question, because I think before this news that the plan was to play fast, and, you know, the idea was that we may not have the five best players in the country, but we sure think we have the nine best players in the country. So meaning that, you know, they wanted to get into other teams' benches. They wanted to, you know, play more of a up-tempo style of play so that they could really take advantage of their depth. And now without Mario, they may pump the brakes on that a little bit. But, you know, I still think, again, the strength of this team is going to be the guards. Those four guards are tremendous, and they showed that in Italy. And I think they're going to show that consistently throughout the year. And as long as those four guys stay healthy, then I would still expect us to play more of an up-tempo style. And, you know, I do think that it's going to hurt a lot on the rebounding side, and just having, you know, two guys that could just really shut down players, you know, when we need a stop in Mark Vidal and Mario Kegler, at least in the front court. Davion Mitchell is a tremendous defender as well. But now you're down to the Mark Vidal going to have to really carry the water in that, from that standpoint.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I had somebody within Baylor Athletics tell me back, I guess, early in the year, Kegler obviously was suspended. And I think everybody understands there are certain things, violation of school or team rules. And he seemed to have really kind of brought himself back. And as you said, you hung around with the program for nearly 2 weeks. And he seemed to be so easy to be around, and very, very affable, you know, and just – it's something that when you wake up and you have demons, they are always with you, if in fact that seems to be something like this. And obviously he's turning pro. He's turning pro. Do you think he's got – what's going to happen here with that, Ashley? Is that something – what's the process of him, because the draft was in June, what's the process of him? Does he have to go to Europe and play or something like that until next year, or can someone pick him up? What's the deal there?
Yeah, I would make that assumption that it's going to be Europe or overseas to start, and that's going to have to be his path, at least, you know, until he's able to get the attention of NBA teams. I think he was a solid NBA prospect, but he had a lot of work to do to get to that level. So, you know, Scott Drew and the staff are terrific about getting their players opportunities overseas. You know, they probably work as hard as any staff in America to do that, and to really try to, you know, it's like a family deal. You know, if you're part of the family, you're going to be a part of the family for life type of a situation. So, you know, I don't know what happened here. You know, you can make assumptions, you know, based on the fact that he was suspended last year for six games. And usually when you get that type of assumption, if you repeat that behavior again, then it's, you know, yep, you're gone type of a deal. So if that's the case, then, you know, it's a shame. And, you know, like you said, he works so hard, and he's so likable, such a good teammate, and, you know, really was, you know, in a lot of ways, kind of the soul of the team, he and Vidal, you know, because they're just very energetic, passionate guys. So it's tough to take a guy like that out of the locker room. But, you know, these things happen, and you gotta keep moving forward.
As you said, they were nine starters deep. Now they're eight. Most teams would love to have that problem, but it's still a loss, no question. The talent, the smile, and as you mentioned, the energy. Ashley, thank you, man. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Ashley Hodge, Sikkim365.com on the